Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's roller coaster with a little bit of stoic wisdom. Now, I know what you're thinking, stoicism. Isn't that all about being emotionless and stoic like a rock? Well, hold on to your hats because we're about to uncover a whole new side of stoicism. Today, we're diving into something incredibly powerful, practicing self-compassion and treating yourself with the kindness you deserve. Ever felt like you're constantly beating yourself up over mistakes? You know that feeling when you trip and fall, not just physically, but mentally too, replaying every detail in your head, berating yourself for being clumsy or not good enough. We've all been there, right? But here's the thing. Self-compassion isn't about letting yourself off the hook. It's about treating yourself with the same understanding and kindness you'd offer a close friend going through a tough time. Think of it like this. Imagine your best friend comes to you after a failed attempt at something they really wanted to achieve. Would you laugh at them, call them incompetent, or pile on the pressure? Of course not. You'd likely offer words of encouragement, remind them that everyone makes mistakes, and celebrate their effort even in the face of setbacks. So why do we often treat ourselves with less compassion than we extend to others? Self-compassion is a muscle, and like any muscle, it needs to be exercised. One powerful way to start is by acknowledging your feelings without judgment. Let yourself feel the disappointment, frustration, or sadness without trying to push them away. Recognize that these emotions are a natural part of being human and they don't define you as a person. Remember those inner critic whispers. You know, the ones that say things like you should be better, you're not good enough, or what's wrong with you. Start to challenge those negative thoughts by asking yourself, would I say this to a friend? If the answer is no, then why am I saying it to myself? Replace those self-deprecating statements with words of kindness and understanding. Remind yourself that you're worthy of love and compassion, just as you are. Another powerful practice is practicing mindfulness. Take a few minutes each day to simply focus on your breath, your body sensations, and the present moment. This can help you become more aware of your thoughts and emotions without getting swept away by them. Mindfulness allows you to observe your inner critic with detachment, recognizing it as just a voice in your head rather than the ultimate truth about yourself. Think about it this way. You wouldn't expect a plant to flourish without proper care and attention. So why would you treat yourself any differently? Self-compassion is like giving yourself the water, sunlight, and nutrients you need to grow and thrive. It's about recognizing your own humanity, acknowledging your imperfections, and offering yourself the same kindness and understanding that you would offer to someone you love. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, a talented artist struggling with creative block. She's been working on a project for weeks, but every attempt feels forced and uninspired. Instead of beating herself up, she takes a step back, breathes deeply, and reminds herself that creativity ebbs and flows. She acknowledges her frustration without judgment, knowing that everyone experiences setbacks. Instead of dwelling on the negative, she decides to take a walk in nature, allowing herself to be inspired by the beauty around her. She might even sketch some quick ideas, not with the pressure of creating perfection, but simply to connect with the joy of creating. By practicing self-compassion, Sarah reframes her experience, turning frustration into an opportunity for growth and renewal. She understands that creativity isn't a constant stream, it's a journey with ups and downs. So remember, folks, life is messy. We all make mistakes, we all face challenges, and sometimes we just need a little extra kindness. Start practicing self-compassion today. Treat yourself like the amazing human you are. Acknowledge your feelings, challenge those negative inner voices, and offer yourself words of encouragement and support. You deserve it. Now, go out there and be kind to yourselves. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might need a little reminder that they are worthy of love and compassion. Until tomorrow, keep building strength, simplicity, and focus in your lives. Stay stoic, stay awesome, and remember you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.